Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. O little flock, fear not the foe who madly seeks your overthrow. Dread not his rage and power. And though your courage sometimes faints, his seeming triumph over God's saints lasts but a little hour. Beautiful words of the church militant. Don't ever doubt that the devil and his demons are real. Don't ever doubt it, because Scripture very clearly proclaims that they are, that the devil prowls around like a lion seeking whom he may devour. And he despises God's word, and he despises all who follow it. Today, we saw a great loss among the Christian community. A man who very clearly proclaimed Jesus Christ. A man who proclaimed that it was Jesus in all things. A man that proclaimed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who died for the sins of himself, his wife, his children, for those who agree or disagree. A man who is willing to proclaim the name of Jesus in the face of those demons was assassinated today. I do not mourn for him. He is with Jesus. But I do mourn for his wife, his two small children. I mourn for those who had followed that word, but not completely grasped it. I mourn for the loss that this impacts for us, but in his own words, he said, all death can do to the believer is deliver him to Jesus. That is absolutely true. We do not mourn for those who die in the Lord. But we see the wickedness, the evil that surrounds us, the evil that tries to squash out the message of Jesus Christ. But even though it may cost a life here or there, that message prevails. And my prayer for Christendom is that as she continues to be persecuted, we would take the faith more seriously, that we would live it out, that it would go through everything that we say, think, and do. Be of good cheer. Your cause belongs to him who can avenge your wrongs. Leave it to him, our Lord. Though hidden yet from mortal eyes, as Gideon shall for you arise, uphold you and his word. It has not been given to you to take up arms and fight just yet. Take up instead prayer. Take up the message of Jesus Christ, the banner that goes before. Your cause belongs to him who will avenge all of these wrongs. All the darknesses in this world will be brought to the light of Jesus Christ, whether here in time or there into eternity. Jesus cast out the demons in our gospel lesson, the ones that kept this man from proclaiming who Jesus was, from proclaiming the truth. It is God that cast out the darkness. For God spoke in the beginning, "Let there be light," and there was light. Jesus Christ is the light that has come into the world. And as we have received the gift of holy baptism, he is a light in us as well. That light shines even in the darkest of moments, even in the darkness that the devil tries to shroud us in. It shines brighter than all of it. It shines through the Christian who lives and proclaims Jesus. It shines through the Christian mother who is dutiful to her children, who cares for, raises, nourishes, to the dutiful father who works to provide and protect and lead his family in the things of God. The light of Christ cannot be snuffed out. St. Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said these words: "We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." May the word of Jesus be proclaimed. We are at war. If not by arms, we are in spiritual war. The devil, his hordes, take up arms against the children of light. But we have something more sure. We are hard pressed on every side, yet we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. They can take the life of the Christian, but the one who dies in faith with a confession of who God is, who Jesus Christ is, the work of the Holy Spirit, is not dead. They cannot take the soul. So the soul will praise as it is gathered by Jesus to himself, awaiting the day, crying out, "O Lord, how long until Jesus Christ returns?" And on that day, all of those disgusting knees that bent down to not the true God, but to the devil, will bow down to Jesus. Their tongues that refused him in this life, this precious gift that he had given, will confess Jesus. But at that point, it will be too late. They'll confess it, they'll worship him to their eternal damnation. This is why the message of Jesus Christ is so absolutely important. It's not your opinion, it is the truth. And it is the only hope of salvation for a hurt, for a broken by the lies of the devil world. So in a world that is confused, in a chaotic world, shine the order of God. Shine the light of Christ. As true as God's own word is true, not earth nor hell's satanic crew against us shall prevail. Their might? A joke. A mere facade. God is with us and we with God. Our victory cannot fail. They might strike us down. They might persecute us. They might make us think that we're weird for believing in Jesus. But they cannot take him from us. Struck down, but not destroyed. We carry about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies. Whether you make the sign of the cross or not, you have been branded by the cross of Jesus Christ. You carry his death as a part of you. His death, which cleanses you from all of your sins. You received that cross as a branding in your holy baptism. And so when you retrace that cross, you are making a proclamation that this body, this soul does not belong to the devil. It does not belong to the world. It does not belong to my own sinful cravings. It belongs to Jesus. I am his. He has secured me for all of eternity. What is the world to me? My Lord is Jesus. And so the church sings, "Amen, Lord Jesus, grant our prayer. Great captain, now thine arm make bare. Fight for us once again. So shall thy saints and martyrs raise a mighty chorus to thy praise forevermore. Amen." The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.